Rakeem, just talk about getting a chance here in the Summer League. Didn't play today, ankle injury. Just talk a little bit about that and how that's healing and whether you expect to play at all this week or not.
I rolled it the other day during practice, but I mean, it's day to day. They said if I could go tomorrow, I could go tomorrow, but I mean, they don't want me to force it. But I mean, it's been getting better so far, and I mean, hopefully I can go tomorrow or the next game after that. But I mean, my teammates have been doing a great job today. They came out here, they was everywhere hustling, and Jarnell and Gusto, they was out there going at it, going for rebounds and just being physical. So, I mean, I'm happy that they had an opportunity to go out there and play the game. And I mean, everyone's doing great today.
What are your expectations for this season? What have the coaching staff said about, you know, expectations for you sticking around and suiting up during the season?
As of right now, I don't know anything. You just got to wait till after summer league. But, I mean, they just want me to keep doing what I've been doing last year, being physical, setting screens, rebounding, and just doing all the little things that everyone else isn't doing.
Now, some other Syracuse guys are here at Summer League. We saw Chris Joseph earlier. Michael Benajay will be out here later today. You able to talk to those guys, catch up with them here while you're in Orlando?
I've been talking to Chris on the phone a couple of days ago, but I saw him after the game today. And I mean, he said he's been doing good, and it's been good to see him. I haven't seen him in so long, so I'm just ready to see him playing tomorrow. It's my first time ever playing Chris in the game, other than him being on my team. But we're going to see what happens tomorrow, and I mean, hopefully we win.
He's followed a similar journey, or you follow a similar journey to him thus far. What kind of advice has he given you about, you know, keep plugging away and stick to what you know you can do?
He told me to chip away at it. I mean, just keep going at it, doing what I have to do, working hard, and I mean, everything would pay off. He's been doing the same thing. He's been going overseas and coming back every year and playing in summer league and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's good to see Chris doing that, and it gives hope to everyone else. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. He could have a great summer league and go play for a team somewhere. So you never know who's watching and who's watching you work. So, I mean, Chris has been doing great so far.
What are your thoughts as you look back at what's going on in Syracuse the last couple of months? Coach Hopkins leaving to go to Washington. A guy who, you know, one of the faces of the program, along with Coach Boeheim, and just energy that he brought. Your thoughts on him actually leaving? You know, we never thought it would happen, really.
I mean, we all knew Coach Boeheim wasn't leaving anytime soon. So, I mean, I'm very happy for Coach Hop. I FaceTimed him a couple weeks after he got the job, and you know how he is. He's all over the place. But, I mean, I'm just happy to see that he's in a great situation. I know Washington's in great hands with him. I mean, he's going to bring the best out of everyone. He brought the best out of me in Syracuse. So, I mean, I hope the best for him.
Now, I'm glad you said it, because none of us really ever thought Coach Boeheim was really ever going to leave, and he kept saying he was. Thoughts on him staying there and, you know, in it for the foreseeable future?
I mean, Coach Boeheim's going to ride it till the wheels fall off, so, I mean, you never know. But, I mean, he's been a great coach at Syracuse. He gets a lot of good players to go there, and, I mean, they win a lot of games, so, I mean, as long as he keeps on doing that, he's going to go anywhere soon, anytime soon.
What's maybe one most important thing you learned from Coach Boeheim in your time at Syracuse?
I mean, he's definitely one person that always brought the best out of you. He wants to see you succeed, so, I mean, he's going to get under your skin. But, I mean, one thing I learned from him is always give it your all. I mean, those times in the beginning where I would just be out there and not really doing anything, and I mean, he'd get under your skin, and now that definitely get you going. So, I mean, that's definitely one thing I learned from him.
Good luck with the ankle, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.